Thanks so much for calling Brilliant Fine and Custom. To easily schedule your personalized
You like to call me at home.
Well, I like to call you late for dinner, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Not much. I called earlier today, shot you a text, just trying to do my due diligence, be a good guy, not a lazy bastard.
You are a good guy. You don't need to worry about that. You don't need to worry about that.
I worry about it every day. I do worry about it.
That's right.
What's going on?
Oh.
What do we need to know?
Just busy. I need an oval. What do you have in a G or better VS carat 80, the 2-carat-ish oval that is not expensive? I mean,
okay,
it needs to be perfect, but not expensive.
Right, that makes sense. 2-carat GSI-1 in-house, XBG none. That's big. Big girl, 11 by 6.77, 15.5 is the cost. Or
15.5,
a 170 GSI-1 that measures decent for $10,200 XVG.
How much is that one?
$10,158.
And it's a 170?
Yeah, 170.
And measurements are similar to the other one?
If only. It's 8.9 by 6.71. And then I have a, well, that one's long and skinny, but hold on, let's see. That's how you know it's good. It's long and skinny. Let's see. I don't have a 180. I don't have a 190. And don't ask for a 199. What do you think on the cost of the 15.6? Because that diamond is ostensibly... Oh, no, 15.5. It didn't get more expensive for the 2-carat G.
Can you tell me about an H?
Don't have one. Well, I might. Hold on. I wasn't looking correctly. Oh, I have a 180H VVS2 XVG medium for $13,140.
Tell me about that, mofo.
Is pretty as shit. Pretty as shit. Hold on. That's how we describe diamonds in the industry. That's actually how I run my trainings, too. 1.44 to 1 ratio. So real nice. 9.64.
Wait. Here, I'm going to have to run. That's the one I want. Send that thing.
All right. I'll send that thing.
Right. Thanks, man.
You've got a bunch of others coming. Do you want me to send a B option?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.